T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chicago aldermen are meeting for a virtual discussion of a controversial program that allows police officers to be assigned to some schools. The story from WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Alderman Roderick Sawyer is sponsor, along with other Progressive Caucus colleagues, of an ordinance that would end the school resource officer program, a program he says originally was designed to keep students inside the schools safe.
It's come to the, our realization that far too often the officers are disciplining or taking the place of the disciplinarians in our respective schools, and that's just not right.
Proposed new rules would keep the officers from being involved in school discipline, but pediatrician Rebecca Fenton told reporters those schools do not feel safe to the kids.
Schools cannot be a place of true safety when students are required to interact with the same agents that have targeted their neighborhoods or killed unarmed Black youth in their city.
The city council is very divided on this issue. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.